This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
The Tea Time Show is sponsored by the House of Chili. The House of Chili, jams and chutneys, balsamics, hot sauces, marinades, and much more to spread the warming glow of chili love. Find them at Hollier's Farm, PO36 OLT.
The Spice Girls, and Who Do You Think You Are? Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Monday's Tea Time Show with me, and I'm Monday Mo. This is Vectis Radio, broadcasting from Newport here on the lovely Isle of Wight. What a lovely day it is today. And we're right down by the riverbank. What more could you ask for? Anyway, I'm here for the next 2 hours, hopefully to brighten up your evening and have a bit of fun. And on the show today then, I've got the usual useless information, the Island Theatre Roundup, and a few other bits and bobs that I throw in. And also today, just for a change, I have a guest in the studio. A friend of mine, a nice young man. Sorry, I have to laugh there. I'm just looking at him. A nice young man by the name of Drew Adcock. He's got plenty to talk about because he's currently performing the lead role of René in the Apollo Theatre's production of Hello, Hello. I'll be speaking to him shortly, so stay tuned. Don't go away. I'll be back in a mo.
I hit a wall, I never felt so low, so low.
Rihanna and Sledgehammer. And now I've got a nice young man in front of me. Welcome to my guest, Drew Adcock.
Hello, Mo.
Hello. Have you been into Vectis Radio before, Drew?
Never. And it nearly wasn't today because I couldn't find it.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that's So all this is new to you then?
Completely.
Don't look so worried. I don't bite, honestly.
It's not what I've heard.
Oh! Young man. So now then, you are going to tell us a bit about Hello, Hello. But first of all, I want to ask you if you were a fan of Hello, Hello when it was on the TV many years ago.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah?
I caught wind that the Apollo was putting this on, and the first thing I did was went out and bought all the DVDs as well so I could re-watch them.
Oh, I was going to ask you that, if
yeah,
you've been rehearsing.
Absolutely yeah. Love it.
So. And at that time, did you ever think that you would play a part in an amateur production of the same show?
Never. Never. I never even thought, but when I was a kid, I never even thought I'd be on stage.
All right. So about what age then did you get interested in theatre?
20.
20?
Yeah. My stepmom.
Not much older than that now.
No, it was my stepmom directed me down there.
Okay.
So.
All right then. So if you weren't playing René, what other part would you have gone for?
Anything.
Anything?
Absolutely anything. If they'd have offered me Yvette, I'd have taken Yvette. That sounded wrong.
Helga? Make a good Helga. Anyway, we haven't really introduced you that well. Your name is Drew Adcock, and you're playing the major part of René Artois?
Yes.
Of the Café René?
Yes, it is my café. I will be there every night this week.
I like it, so will I. I'm actually in the show with him. I must say, I'm playing the part of a peasant.
You are the most glamorous peasant
we
have, though,
Mo. Thank you very much. You've got to say that, haven't you?
I have,
really?
Yeah.
Right, okay then. So we're going to say a bit more. We'll do another link after a record, but let me just say what this is all about. Okay, it's Hello, Hello. It's at the Apollo Theatre in Newport.
Yes.
And it's on when?
It's opens again tomorrow night, Tuesday night through to Saturday night. But if anybody out there is after tickets, you're a little bit late. We're sold out completely now for the rest of the run.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, well, we'll take a little break there, play a bit of music, and come back in a moment for another chat. Craving, and that was James Bay. 28 minutes to five now. Drew is still here. I haven't frightened him off yet then.
Not yet.
So let's hear a bit more about Hello Hello. Right, you're enjoying being Renee.
Oh, loving it.
Having all those ladies throwing themselves at you.
And my wife Edith.
And Gruber. We can't really give too much away because the people haven't seen it yet. And those of you who are lucky to have a ticket.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, hopefully they're in for a treat. Cause it's,
they are. They're definitely in for a real treat.
The cast are still laughing at the gags in it. And we've been rehearsing it for 3 months up to now. So, yeah.
It is very funny. And I was just saying to John out the front there, because I'm on the stage when you're doing some of these scenes, it is very, very difficult to keep a straight face. And the bit when Gruber walks in through the door.
Any of the scenes with Gruber, I struggle to keep a straight face.
He's got that face, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just... Dave Newton, if you are listening, you steal every single scene you're in.
He's got a rubber face. Oh, and it is amazing. And then the chap who plays Leclerc, when he comes in with the parrot.
The parrot, yeah. That's another difficult one to keep a straight face in.
Oh, no, I'm sat at the table and I thought, oh, what do I do? Very, very difficult. Now, tell me about the fallen Madonna with the bigger boobies.
Oh, what do you want to know about it?
It's hidden in a sausage, I believe.
It's hidden in a sausage, somewhere on the stage, somewhere on one of the people on the stage as well. It's hidden in many different places throughout the play.
Do you ever get hold of the wrong picture? Because, a painting, I should say. Do you ever get a hold of the wrong one?
We've got multiple copies.
Oh, right, okay. Because as far as I understand, there are two sausages.
Yeah, we have had issues with the sausages before.
What happened to the sausages?
Well, we've got a couple of props based sausages. One is just one that I'm supposed to be hiding under my apron. I'm not going to get any further with that one because that will ruin an entire scene.
Understood.
But we've also got one other that is supposed to be broken, and I may have forgotten to tell Glynis, who plays my wife Edith, that when she goes off stage with the apron sausage, she was supposed to swap it for the other sausage, and I completely forgot. And it was on. Thankfully, it was only a dress rehearsal. But they're supposed to then break the sausage on stage, and he couldn't.
Oh right! I've seen them sitting there eating or tucking into this sausage that he's just cut open.
Yeah, black pudding.
Oh
yeah.
And who's that? Bertarelli? Am I right?
Bertarelli. Yeah. Colonel von Strom, and General Schmeling.
Schmeling, yeah. All right, Schmeling is the one with the eye patch.
Yes, he
doesn't
is.
Doesn't he shout?
He does.
Oh, yeah. He's loud, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a new member to the Apollo Theatre, actually.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, Ruben. So, yeah, he's been. We've got quite a few new members, actually.
Oh, well, if you're listening, Ruben, welcome to the Apollo.
Yeah. And we have great fun. Esther and Joe as well. Yeah. They're all new to the Apollo stage. So.
All new. Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely. I haven't been there for a while, I must admit. The last thing I did down there was a panto.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Sheer Luck Holmes.
Yeah.
And you were Prince Charming. Do you remember me making you laugh when I was singing to you?
A last minute Prince Charming.
Yes. Well, you did very well, though, to take on that part at the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
I have to praise you up, you see.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, this is it. Right then, Drew, what we're going to do now, we're going to come back to you.
All right,
all
then.
Right, you don't mind hanging around?
That's fine, I'll go and get back in my box.
All right, we get some more information about Hello Hello, but it's very, very funny. So, don't go away. See you in a mo. That's the war song, then, with Culture Club. It's 20 minutes to five now, and Drew's still with me. No, I really haven't frightened him off. I thought he'd be out the door by now. So we'll have another little chat, and then we go into, the news is coming up, but we can chat a bit more before that. I was just going to ask you if you've had any embarrassing moments, like forgetting your lines or making them up or saying someone else's.
Nightly, yeah.
Okay.
Whoever's coming to see the show over the next week, it's a different show every single night from my perspective, because...
Well, they wouldn't know, would they?
No, but I do.
No, it could be awkward if it's a cue for someone else to walk on at that minute.
Yeah.
And you don't deliver that line, so that person is coming up, when do I go on?
Yeah, no, you just keep going. You make it up as you go along if that goes wrong.
Okay, but, and names as well? You lose the names of people?
Oh, yeah, I think Saturday night last night, I kept looking at the lady that was playing Yvette and kept calling her Michelle.
Okay. Ah, yes, I heard that. I thought, what's he saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I caught you out there. But the audience might know.
They would have noticed that one, yeah. Mm.
All right, and then when the peasants walk in and you have to say hello,
whatever the Jacques names are. And Gilles,
yes, and Fred and Harry.
Take my advice, you will only have one drink and then scarpa.
Yes, but we didn't even get a drink. We were sat on the table and nobody gave us a drink.
I will have a word with my serving girls.
I should think you should, yes. Make sure we got a drink next time. Oh dear, it's hilarious. So you've done many productions at the Apollo. What's your favourite role?
What, other than this one?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll put you on the spot there.
You have actually, yeah. No, there's a few. There's a few. I would have to go all the way back to 2005 for one of them, and that was The Lion in Winter.
Okay.
I was playing Prince John. Beautiful, beautiful little play. There was a film version with Peter O'Toole and Audrey Hepburn, I believe.
Right.
And it was just a beautiful, beautiful play. Very funny. Very funny. What else? Below Stairs.
Oh.
The musical that we did.
I think I've come to see that.
Yeah, yes. World War kind of drama about a musical. It was really lovely play.
Yeah, I remember coming to see that.
Fiddler on the Roof. I have to mention that one.
Oh, what part were you in there?
I want to say Fiedka, the younger girl's love interest.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with
It was a number of years ago, so I may have got the details wrong there. But yeah, that was a beautiful play. And obviously leading ladies as well.
You were a leading lady?
I was a leading lady. Yes.
You were dressed up as a woman?
For most of the play. Some horrendous costume changes. 6 lines where I was running around backstage trying to get out a 6-inch stiletto heels out of a dress, wig and ladies' makeup and into a gentleman's costume.
I thought that was for panto.
And just at weekends as well.
Say no more. Oh dear. You want to tell us a little bit about the Apollo Theatre itself? Because I believe it used to be an old church.
It was, yeah. Again, I may have some of the details wrong here, but I believe it was an old Methodist church that was bought by just a group of people that got together to put performances on in what was like a theatre hall in what is now Boots.
Oh, right,
I can't remember what it was called. Mm. But, and they ended up buying the old church and converting it into a theatre, raking the seating and putting the stage in and everything else, buying all the lights and so on. And we've been there now for around about 45 years.
Well, I'm glad you got there because it's a lovely little theatre. Yeah. I love it to bits. Yeah. So. Right then, Drew, I'm going to take a break now and I'll come back and speak to you a bit later on. You don't mind telling us all your capers and antics?
God, yeah, go on then.
Right. Well, okay, well, thank you for coming in. Anyway, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you and we'll speak more a bit later. Disco 2000 there by Pulp. Do you like pulp, Drew?
Depends what type of pulp you're talking about.
Oh, right, ask a silly question. He's still here. He hasn't gone yet.
You've not got rid of me yet.
No, I haven't frightened him off. I thought I might have by now. But Drew Adcock is with me. If you've just joined us, this is Vectors Radio. And we've been talking to Drew, who plays the part of René in Allo Allo. And that's going on down at the Apollo Theatre in Newport at the moment. So what are you doing tonight then? You've got a night off.
And I have, actually, and I'm spending it very productively ironing the shirts for Lieutenant Gruber, Colonel von Strom, and Captain Bertarelli, that one, Italian one, yeah.
Oh, what a mistake to make.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, bless him. Oh, it's been a very good show. Well, it is a very good show. It's still carrying
really
on. I know we sold out of tickets. So what do you think will happen? Will they ever put it on again?
I don't know. Because I know the Apollo tends to avoid repeating shows. It has with a couple over the 45 years it's been there. Yeah. But I don't think
it'd
be.
But this is so popular, isn't it?
I know. And it's really brought the audiences in.
Yeah.
Because this is the first show in many years that has actually sold out completely.
Yes, in the many years that I've been doing the Island Theatre Roundup, I have never had to say, I'm sorry, it's sold out.
I know.
No, yeah. The first time ever. So this is wonderful. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And the Little Apollo Theatre, it's in Pyle Street in Newport.
Yeah.
And Allo Allo is on starting tomorrow through till Saturday. If you're lucky enough to have got a ticket, then you're in for a real treat, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Hands down.
It's a brilliant show. I love it. Right then, Drew, I want to ask you about some other shows of yours and your embarrassing moments.
Oh, right.
I know you dress up in ladies' clothes and high heel shoes.
And would you believe, for that one show in particular, I was nominated as Best Leading Man.
As a woman?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Takes all sorts.
Oh, it was another really funny show, that one, called Leading Ladies, I think I mentioned
Leading
it earlier.
Ladies, yes.
Yeah, two chaps hear about this old woman who's not well and she's trying to leave her millions to Steve and Max.
Okay.
But it turns out to be Stephanie and Maxine.
Ah.
But they still go ahead with the ruse anyway and try to dupe her out of the money. And there is one particular scene that sticks in my mind as being horrendously funny but horrendously embarrassing, and that was being seduced by George King. And he was sliding across a bench, crotch first, towards me. No, I'm just not saying any more about it.
How do you deal with that?
It's called drinking.
And, I've heard a rumour about you being naked on stage.
Oh, God, yeah.
That wasn't hair, was it?
Accrington Pals. Okay. Yeah, thankfully, it wasn't complete nudity. I did have flesh-coloured underpants on. But yeah, it was certainly one of those memorable things that I've tried to blot out of my memory.
Right, and have you got anything else unusual coming up?
Oh, potentially.
Yes.
It depends whether they can sort out the casting or not, but there's a chance I may be in the next play down at the Apollo called Habeas Corpus.
Okay.
It's an astonishing number of lines to learn. Mm-hmm. Around a total of six.
Six lines?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But I get hung on stage.
Mm. You what?
Hung.
Hung as in?
As
hung,
in noose.
Suspended.
Round the neck.
Well, rather you than me.
Yeah. Like I say, it all depends what they do with casting. They may not need me, but if they do, I'm ready to step in should they need help.
Well, this is very interesting. I think we're going to have to speak a bit more to you. But I'm going to play a song in a moment. We're going to have a bit of Leanne Rimes. I'll speak to you in a moment.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been and how I got to where I am. Oh, but these stories don't mean anything. You've got no one to tell them to, it's true. I was made for you. I came to cry.
That was The Story by Leanne Rimes. It's 22 minutes past five. Drew is still with me, but I'm going to get his reaction here on my useless information. He's not heard this before, have you?
Not yet.
Well, it's not always useless, but see what you think. Marilyn Monroe had six toes on one foot.
Completely useless.
Yes. Well, I wonder if she ever had trouble getting shoes. Six toes. Ozzy Osbourne has had two smiley face tattoos etched on his kneecaps so he can talk to them whenever he's feeling lonely.
Okay.
Yep. Just imagine him doing that, can't you?
I can actually, yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne. And a low-cut gown worn by Elizabeth Taylor in 1969 fetched £98,000 at an auction. All that money for a dress?
Mm.
And finally, the gun that killed outlaw Jesse James sold at an auction in California for £218,000 in 2003.
Wow.
Now, you really wanted to know that, didn't you?
Not really.
Fine. But that's why it's called useless information. But it could be handy for somebody. Somebody might be studying something like this.
Pub quizzes.
Well, there yeah. you go. See, I'm not so bad, really, am I? Let's have a bit of music. Sam Sparrow. Or Sparrow? Oh, let's try it. Good grief. And that was Bastille. I was just saying to Drew, good grief. Yeah, that is the name of the song. Right, okay, fair enough. Drew likes my useless information. He's got a bit himself, so fire
yes,
away.
And like I said to you, just while we were listening to that song, could be wrong with this, but the original organ from the Apollo Theatre, I believe, was taken apart and shipped out to Africa. And as far as we know, it's still in use out there somewhere.
So it must be old then.
Yeah. They're almost as old as you, Mo.
Yeah, I know. I'm an old fossil, an old relic. I'm an antique or whatever you call it. Oh, I'll pay you back for that, young man.
I will look forward to it.
Young man. Right, I'm going to do the Island Theatre Roundup now. For those who are not familiar with this little feature, it's to let everyone know what the island's amateur dramatic societies are up to. And I haven't got very much going on just at the moment, but next week, hopefully, I shall have a bit more. But at the moment, the Apollo Players are performing Hello, Hello at the Apollo Theatre in Newport. That's from the 12th to the 16th of July at 7:30. I would say call the box office, but unfortunately, yeah. The show has been sold out. It's
yes,
true, isn't it?
It yeah. has, yeah. From the second night, we've been sold out.
Oh, but I'll give you the box office number anyway, if you want to put your name down, just in case there's a return. It's 01983-527-267.
I think you can possibly even try your luck on a performance night, and if there is a seat available, they will then sell those tickets on just before the performance starts, but it's unlikely.
Wonderful. Well, it's always worth a go, isn't it? I mean, that's a show not to be missed. We've been talking about it for the last 2 hours here on Vectors Radio. If you've just joined us, this is Vectors Radio. The Island Savoyards are performing the Mikado at Shanklin Theatre on Friday the 15th of July at 7:30, Saturday the 16th at 2:30 and 7:30. So you can call the box office at Shanklin for your tickets and information on 86 8000. If you're not on the island, the code is 01983. And finally, for today, the Apollo Players are performing Habeas Corpus. Have I said that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Habeas Corpus. That's at the Apollo Theatre in Pearl Street, Newport, on the 2nd and the 3rd of September at 7:30. And again from the 6th to the 10th of September, also 7:30. So there you are. There's not a great deal at the moment, but there will be very, very soon. Lots of things coming up in September, and it starts at panto time then, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think most of the theatre companies start their new season around then, so...
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Oh, don't start.
Oh, the old ones are the best. Let's have a bit of music now. We've got a bit of Westworld and Sonic Boom Boy. Oh, love it. And it's 23 minutes to 6. Just in case you've got a bus to catch, you're going out to work, don't miss it. And that was Zombie by the Cranberries. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
No, nor me, but I'm learning. I hear some funny music on here that I've not heard of before. Not that it's funny, it's just that I haven't heard of it. And it's funny that I haven't heard of it. You know what?
You're digging a hole, Mo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. get me out of it. Well, as you've gathered, Drew is still with me, and I really haven't frightened him off.
Nope.
I haven't bored him.
I've known you too long, Mo.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, we won't go into that. What should we talk about? Should we talk about theatre?
Why not?
Indeed. Right, we know what's coming up. Habeas Corpus is the next one at the Apollo.
Yeah.
What would you like to say anything about joining the Apollo?
Not just the Apollo, to be honest. It's theatre on the... We've got such a rich community of theatre-goers, theatre production companies and all that on the island, all amateur. And it's just encouraging people to go out and see them because we've got some really good performers that live on the island and in the local circuits. And I mean, the LOLO cast, I feel so privileged to be surrounded by so many talented people.
I know, they're wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm actually putting any effort into the entire play compared to what they're doing.
Well, the main man.
Yeah, I know this, but I just look at the people I'm surrounded by and it is just an incredible pool of people on this island that put out so many good stories that we can watch, listen, enjoy, laugh, cry with. And it's really disheartening sometimes that we get into the theatre and it's half full.
I know it's happened. Yeah.
Well,
the theatre is a wonderful thing to be in, isn't it, really, when you can be so many different characters.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. Oh dear. You can carry on. I'm just going to have a sip of water.
Okay.
You carry on.
Just leave me to it, Mike.
Who's your leading lady in the LOLO?
Which leading lady you want to know about?
Who's your wife, then? Who plays Edith?
Glenys Lloyd Williams. She is just... She's ideal for Edith. She can't sing to save her life. So no acting required. Oh, and I know she's going to torture me for that later on this week.
Oh, Glenys.
We've got Jo Jenner playing Yvette. Now, she's new to our stage at the Apollo.
So
and she just is Yvette. From her first entrance.
I know. She just... Renee.
Yeah, the audience are just
brilliant.
Rolling with laughter. Mm. They love her. Mimi as well, played by Young's Esther. And she's great. So, yeah, whole cast is just phenomenal.
Oh, wonderful. Well, as I said before, those who have got a ticket to go and see LOLO are lucky. And let's hope they put it on again. Well, thank you, Drew. Thank you for being here this afternoon.
Anytime,
and keeping me company and promoting the show. It's been really nice talking to you. And that's about it from me then. Thanks for your company this afternoon. My thanks to Drew Adcock for coming in and talking to us. Enjoy the rest of your evening. So this is Mo signing off, and I'll see you same time, same place next Monday. But before I go, I'd like to leave you with this little thought. A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. A successful woman is one who can find such a man. Love it. Thanks, Drew, and I'll see everybody again next Monday. Bye-bye for now.